Welcome to Wonder Reality. It is pouring down rain right now where I am. I hope that you can hear it. As the rain comes down from heaven and the snow and does not return there void, but waters the earth and brings forth seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so shall be my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. I heard the verse that he's magnified his word above his name. So him and his word and everything is there one. And we serve an awesome God who is holy and sacred, and his word is eternal. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. Amen. In this series about the anointing, the kingdom of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, just one thing that we should focus on, one person, all our focus should be on that. I want to clarify and drive home a point I made in a previous message. The greatest thing a human being can ever do is fellowship with Jesus Christ. We all want to do, as I said before, we want to do great things. We want to, in another way, any time that we have, you know, every day and every evening, we want to, you know, ideally, we as humans want to do something that is awesome, that is big, that is epic. We use these words with something that is that makes an impact, right? And I could go on and on about that. The greatest thing in to accomplish all those things, the greatest thing that a human being could ever do is fellowship with Jesus Christ. That's the kingdom. That's the anointing. That's the fourth phase of walking with Him. When we do that, eternal, glorious, great, important things will happen, are going to happen. They are guaranteed to happen. Why? How? Because He is the one who can accomplish our ministry. He is the one who can save people, heal people, set people free. Save people for eternity. They'll be saved. It's only through the anointing and through the kingdom of God, through Him, through Jesus Christ in His presence. And how do we get that? It's through fellowshipping with Him. I want to keep emphasizing this because I may not have said it in the best way, but I think we all can relate as human beings, you know, on any particular night, any particular day, if we have 1 hour, if we have 2 hours, if we have an evening, we want to be, you know, to accomplish something, to do something incredible, to have an impact, to do something memorable, that's going to be important. And so we as humans are seeking this in a lot of different ways. But also personally, we want to do something that's going to be fulfilling to us, right? So we have hobbies. We do things that we enjoy. We do things, you know, if we're fortunate enough to have ordered our day so that we, you know, a lot of people around the world, they have dinner with the family at a certain time, right? 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever. You know, 6:30. I've heard of people having dinner at 6 o'clock or 6:30. And then they do something that they enjoy. Maybe it's entertainment. Maybe it's playing some type of game. Maybe it's, for a lot of people in my country, it's watching TV. You know, or watching a movie, or watching something that is that they like. Those things, when we find the presence of Jesus and the anointing, those things are meaningless. Those things they're not fulfilling at all. The presence of Jesus is what is fulfilling. And I'm just talking about personally. That's the kingdom. That's why Jesus described it in all these different ways. And he said, you know, it's like a treasure buried in a field. It's like this pearl of great price that a man goes and sells everything he has and buys it. This treasure in a field that a man goes and sells everything he has and he buys that field and he digs the treasure up again and again. That's the anointing. That's the presence and power of Jesus Christ. Isn't it tragic that 98% of the world, 99, they don't see that. They don't understand it. They don't get it. They think they have no concept of that. But when we find the Holy Spirit, that's what we will find and realize that if we really want to have a great evening, if we really want to be truly fulfilled in glory, we will seek Jesus Christ. It's that simple. It's still pouring down rain. Pouring. It's that simple. We do all these other things for fulfillment, and yet it's Jesus Christ Himself who... Here's another way to put it. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, Jesus Christ in His presence is infinity. He's 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000 times 10,000, and it's up to us what level we get to. Okay, I'm going to make another point about that. But those things that previously we were doing that we thought were things that were fulfilling to us, those hobbies, and for some people it's alcohol, for some people it's drugs, for some people it's sex, which is terrible, tragic. For some people it's simple things, entertainment, like I said, TV, movies, whatever it is, music. They're going to do something, spend time with friends. You know, that's a good thing, right? Spending time with people and enjoying that. But those things on a scale of 0 to 1,000 are like a 2 or a 3 or a 5 or a 10 or whatever, however you want to say it. Some of them are a 0. Some of them are negative. The presence of Jesus and His power on a scale of 0 to 1,000 are infinity. Now, I want to practically say, getting into the first phase of knowing Jesus, second phase, third phase, we can move up the point system, right? If we find Jesus, Christ as our Lord and Savior, that, you know, theoretically somebody has a 10 or a 20. Well, really, they already have infinity. They just haven't realized it. But it's probably a better analogy is our bank account. We have to build up our relationship with Him. We have to... There's a thunderbolt. We have to build up our bank account. It's up to us. We can receive Him and get, you know, $1 million in our bank account. Really, it's an infinite... When we find Jesus Christ, we find an infinite amount of money. But we have to continue walking with Him through the phases to build up our bank account. And, you know, essentially every person has a spiritual bank account that they have either developed or not developed. there are thunderbolts in my area. I'm not near the news. I'm sure it's a flash flood warning and thunderstorms. So I'm not going out in it. I'm in a car right now. We, in our walk with Jesus every day, if we seek Him, if we're walking with Him, if we're doing our best to seek Him, then we can build up deposits into our spiritual bank account. And really, it's a bank account that's in heaven. So it's eternal. It's going to last forever. Amen. Store up your treasures in heaven. You know, people in heaven, in their homes, their mansions, that if somebody gets saved through their ministry, that angels make large diamonds and put them in the home. God is a God of just abundance, super abundance. Jesus said, "In my house are many mansions." Mansions. I'd rather have a mansion in heaven than one on earth. Spiritual bank account. So as we walk with Him, we can make deposits into our account. But if somebody does receive Him, let's say that they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's $1 million in their account, let's say. Well, they can just leave it there, and they can stop right there, and that's what they get. They don't get any more, but we can keep going and get more and more. And so that fellowship with Jesus Christ, that's infinity on the scale of 0 to 1,000, we only get that if we continue on with Him through the phases and get to phase 4, and we have to continue. We have to persist. We have to prove ourselves worthy. Jesus talked about persistence in Luke 11 and Luke 18. Persistence. That's the key in prayer. We have to keep going, persist. And in that process, our old nature dies and we can receive Him. Amen. The glory of God is available. The glory of the Lord. Amen.